Hello, Red Sox fans. This is Mel Allen, editor of Yankee Magazine, and today Red Sox Nation is talking about the record number of hits at the first game of the 2007 World Series between the Red Sox and the Rockies. I'd like to read an excerpt from a 1986 Yankee story I wrote, The Hitman of Fenway Park. It was about the Red Sox hitting instructor, Walt Riniak, and I was there with him during the spring training of 1986. Little did I know that year would be historic for the Red Sox, and they would go to the World Series and come oh so close to winning their first World Series since 1918. It was only for that unfortunate ground ball through the legs of Bill Buckner. This story I called The Hitman of Fenway Park. Through a door beneath the center field bleachers at Fenway Park come the sounds of his classroom, sharp as rifle fire. Twack, twack, twack. It is a private, hidden world, a dank, dusty place that players liken to a dungeon, and which they call simply the cage. The floor is dirt, and the walls and ceilings are of thick braided net, and here and there baseballs dangle from the webbing like trapped fish. Only 12 feet away, from a powerful left-handed batter, the hitting coach of the Boston Red Sox sits in a metal folding chair just behind a 4-foot-high screen. A canvas bag stuffed with baseballs is at his feet. A small chew of tobacco wedges into his cheek. His smooth-shaven face is fair, perpetually burnt from the sun. His body is trim, of the type often called raw-boned, and from a distance a shock of straw-blonde hair, straight and almost baby-fine, makes him appear boyishly young. But up close, here in the cage, he is 43 years old and shows wear and tear. The muscles are shot in his shoulder, and he cannot play catch without pain. His fingers are scarred where baseballs have split them open. A scar runs across the left eyelid, where a surgeon sewed it shut for 2 months after an accident in which a teammate was killed driving off the road on Walt Riniak's 21st birthday. He arches slightly to the right, tossing the balls underhanded, as soft as to a child, and as the batter swings, twack, he quickly rocks back. An observer flinches as the balls fly towards him. The hitting coach does not, though only a few years ago, he retreated a split second too slow and the ball shattered his elbow like a bullet. The batter is the catcher from Worcester, Rich Gedman. Lately he's been struggling, swinging off balance, lunging at the baseball, and the more he struggles, the harder everything gets. "I keep trying to pound a square peg through a round hole," Gedman says. What Riniak wants this day is for Gedman to relax. "But that's not easy, is it?" he says later. He knows he's not swinging good. There's 40,000 people watching, and there's no place to hide. If you say, "Relax," what happens? Sure, he tenses up more. And you cannot hit a baseball when you're tense. For a while, they just stand together talking. Riniak pauses, searching for the image he wants. He finds it. "Rich, when you step, come out soft like you're stepping on an egg. Soft." They do this now, the tosses, the swings, until the bag is empty, and they bend to the floor, flicking the balls back into the bag like dropped apples, and begin again. Step on an egg. Slowly, the swings begin to please the hitter, and the tension begins to uncoil. They refill the bag again, and the sweat soaks through Gedman's shirt. They have worked like this since 1982, when Gedman asked for Riniak's help. He obliged by dismantling Gedman's swing as if it were a broken-down engine, and over the years it has been reassembled piece by piece here in the cage. They have been through a lot together, and they are friends, but there have been times when Riniak has shouted, "If you don't want to listen to me, get out of here!" And there are other times when not a word need pass between them, like two old gardeners working side by side. "Twack! Twack! Twack!" "You get a guy in here, and he thinks he's just working on his mechanics," says Riniak, "but you're working on his head at the same time. So when tough times come, he's got some ammunition. You're making him stronger, you're making him dedicated, you're making him make a commitment to excellence, or whatever you want to call it. And not too many people want to make that commitment, do they? It's scary, but that's what it takes. In the cage, you learn how to survive." Later, Gedman will say, "No matter how bad I'm going, Walter always has me come out of the cage feeling I'll be okay." Dwight Evans steps in. The canvas bag swells with baseballs, empties and fills, empties and fills. A tidal change of baseballs every 10 minutes. Tony Armas, Marty Barrett, Bill Buckner. The game is still 5 hours away. The day of the hitting coach has just begun. Now, this is just a little excerpt from the same story about a modern-day Red Sox favorite, the Rem Dog, Jerry Remy, the voice of Nesson and the Red Sox. Jerry Remy was a 160-pound, 260 hitter with the uppercut swing of a bigger man that mostly produced flyball outs when he was traded to the Red Sox for the 1978 season. The next winter, Walt Riniak and his student, Jerry Remy, went to work. "We'd go to a gym in Lexington," Remy said, "and he'd have me kneel and he'd throw tennis balls right at my head, making me swing down so I'd hit line drives and grounders where we knew my hits would come." During the next three seasons, before injuries took their toll, Jerry Remy became an all-star and batted .297, .313, .307. When he made his 1,000th hit, a grounder that scooted through the infield, he quietly duffed his hat to the bullpen where Riniak was sitting. This past spring, just before retiring, Jerry Remy went to Riniak and closed a circle that began in a Lexington gym. "I told him I have three hits that will always stick with me. One was my first hit in the major leagues. Another was the base hit in the bottom of the ninth of the playoff game in 78. And the last was when he came to me in Yankee Stadium and asked a favor. He said, 'Get a hit for me.' And I said, I didn't know what he meant. And he said, 'Well, it's the anniversary of the day my father died. I'd like you to get a hit for him.' I got a ground ball hit up the middle. I looked at him and pointed upstairs. He knew what it was for, and I knew what it was for. That's one I'll always remember because I knew what it meant for him." This is Mel Allen. Go to YankeeMagazine.com for more Yankee stories about the Red Sox and baseball. And thanks for listening.